Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hello, welcome to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. Today I'm going to talk about the three must-have components of a social media post. Now, I think we can all agree that posting on social media is time-consuming, right? When you take the time to post, you want to feel like it was worthwhile and it converts to sales. So let's talk about the three must-have components of a social media post that will help to increase your conversion rates. Now, keep in mind that these three pieces, they don't all have to be included in the caption. You can also include the information in the graphic to mix things up. So you may want to go into something like canva.com and create graphics and add text into those. Just keep in mind that sometimes that may decrease the amount of times that the algorithm, like say on Facebook, that it's going to show it because it doesn't necessarily like photos that have text in them. So those are all just kind of factors to keep in mind. It's also important to keep in mind that posts don't just show up to your followers. Oftentimes they'll show up as, you know, recommended pages, or they're added to feeds because the social media algorithm that they're on thinks that, you know, somebody might like your content. So this means that we need, you know, that we want to view each post as an individual opportunity to educate a potential new buyer. So that's all just stuff we want to kind of mull around in our head when we're posting things on each platform. So the first thing that we want to include, that first piece of information that you want to be sure to include, is an explanation of what you're selling. If the customer's confused by your message, they're just going to keep scrolling. So for instance, if you're selling a t-shirt, then you want to tell the reader it's a Bella Canvas graphic tee. Type out exactly what you are showing them and never assume that they can tell just from looking at the picture. They need to be told. There's a lot of noise floating around on social media and you have to just be very specific and tell them, because they may fill in those blanks and decide for themselves what you're selling. So the second thing that needs to be included is, why do they need it? So next you want to explain how it will make their life better. So in the instance of the graphic tee, it could be something like, you need this for the school pickup line. And the quote is something funny about following the rules when you pick your kids up after school. Or if a major holiday is coming up, you want to remind shoppers they only have a week until Mother's Day. So in a world full of advertising chatter, you have to explain why the person that is scrolling past your post needs to buy your products. Otherwise, it's just kind of filtered out in that noise that I mentioned earlier, and they just keep scrolling by. We're just constantly inundated with pictures and information. So you want to say, hey, look at this. You need this, and here's why. This is what it is, and this is why you need it. Now, the final piece, that third piece, is how do they buy your product? So once the customer knows what you're selling and why they need it, you've got to tell them how to buy it. Now, this could be going to your Etsy or your Amazon handmade shop. That could be clicking the link in your profile or commenting with their email address in the comments, so that you can send an invoice. Provide clear instructions as to how to complete a transaction with your shop. All of the above is, you know, they all work. And if you just say what you're selling and why do they need it, all of that work is for naught if they don't know how to check out. So research shows that including a call to action increases your conversion rates by up to 120%. So just simply saying, buy me, or, you know, just look at this, it does not increase conversions. In fact, that type of bluntness can be a bit of a turnoff. So just saying, buy me, is not the type of call to action that you want. Customers tend to respond better to phrases like find out more, learn more, make it yours, or we have one waiting for you. So no matter what phrase you use, you must effectively warm the customer up through the other steps of the process that we discussed earlier. So you're kind of guiding them through. They see the product, you tell them what it is, you say, this is why you need it, and they're like, yes, yes, I like that. I see that I do need that, and you've politely told me how to get it. Okay, so now they're going to go through that and click the Shop Now button or click the link to your shop. So you're just gently guiding them through by providing them with all of the necessary information. So what are the three must-have components of a social media post? Let's sum it up. What are you selling? Why does the customer need it? How will it make their life better? Those are the second components. You can answer that either way. And the third most important one, call to action. What does the customer do to buy it? How do they get a hold of it? Where do they need to go? Now we want to keep it concise. It's not like a product description where you're really going into details and explaining every little tiny bit of it so that they have a thorough understanding of it. If the customer wants detailed information, they can read the product description within the listing, which is usually going to be wherever that call to action takes them. So generally speaking, that call to action should be directing customers to your shop for more information. Attention spans on social media are usually just a couple seconds. So we want to think in bullet points and include, you know, like the most important information. What's really going to grab their attention and get them to follow through to that call to action. So stick to the details that are most likely to cause the customer to stop scrolling and click over to your shop to buy. By providing these three components in your post, you're hoping to serve as a traffic director, like you're stopping and you're directing them over to your shop from the social media platform to your shop. But those are the three most effective ways to get them to do that. So thank you so much for listening today. If you found today's episode helpful, please take a moment to leave the podcast a 5-star review. That helps to reach more listeners who are also trying to grow their handmade business. And I would also love to connect with you on Facebook at The Sassy Creative. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. With every episode of the Sassy Creative Podcast, I aim to provide you with useful information that will help you to build a profitable handmade business. For more business tips and strategies, please visit thesassycreative.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at @sassybusinessbesties. Talk to you soon.